That's fine.
Oh.
my report if you can.
Five.
That's mezzo piano.
to better clarify our dynamics in all of our music. You'll hear me say forte, you'll hear me say mezzo piano and whatnot, but I also want to put in those numbers so we can have group dynamics. April is dynamics month. January was diction, I believe. February was count singing and rhythm. March was our favorite, solfege and intonation. We're done with that now. You can breathe easy for some of you guys. But now we're focusing on dynamics and making sure we have clear dynamics. And remember, we rarely perform a cappella, but we are performing the Sometimes I Cry a cappella. Those dynamic numbers are going to be different than when you sing with the orchestra. Because the orchestra, if we say our one piano with them, we wouldn't even with the orchestra. So we have to up them a little bit. So just be thinking about that. It has to do a lot with the context as well. Okay? B flat, one more, actually A flat major. Both of back and forth between one chord and flat, so six chords. When we get to that, okay? I'm seeing about five different yahs right now. What is our yah shape always? Always this. Even if it's soft, the jaw is still dropped, the soft palate still raised. Right there. That's six dynamic levels for this. Sometimes we need to do this. I don't think this is high enough that we need to have that much. Try to maintain the vowels sonority a little more if you do this. That same pitch level, everyone, on your. Starting at C, oh, of course, when we change to A, then it. Yeah, exactly. So once we get to 54, we all open to ah together. There is a break at the end of measure 53 before we do that ah in 54. Okay? Let's try and start right at 3-7 if we can. Right on the soprano alto. Just name your first entrance. Pure ooh. There it is, sopranos. And the dynamic level here is what, Brittany? Pianissimo. I had a mark that we may have upped that a little bit once we got in concert to mezzo piano. Let's go ahead and do that. Make that mezzo piano for now. If we need to change it in paramount with the orchestra, we will. So we're all mezzo piano. And same for tenors and basses when you come in at C. Be mezzo piano there. At measure 54, there should be a pretty big messa di voce. We all kind of crescendo and swell into 55, and then decrescendo, tenor bass in 56, soprano alto as written there. Okay, here we go, right from 47, first section, just playing with us. Sit up straight. Of the Y of you as well. Just speaking, two and three, act.
Who are you?
Oh.
A singer, singer.
So real quick, what's your dynamic at who are you? What's your dynamic at a singer? So what number should we use for who are you? In the dynamic number? I'd say a three. I think a three. And it crescendos too. So who are you? And then we get to a singer and it's forte. What number should we use for that?
Seven.
Seven. It should really be distinctly louder than the stuff we had before there. Speaking again, who are you? You can play with us while we speak too. Two and three. And
who are you?
A singer, a singer.
Under you, so we need to be the stability tone in this section. Let's sing that, please, from 77. Is forte, but the note is piano. So we should hear go. I think last year, didn't of 126? Yeah, can you do that again, please? So we're gonna grow into 126 and then decay just for that bar. Okay? Is that your question, Karen?
No, actually my question was, are we singing go or ooh there? I was hearing both.
You should just be hearing go. Yeah, go. I will say this, if someone's getting to ooh, I'd rather that than go. So, but you should just go. Back at 121. Just count, sing this, and one, and
two, and three, and four,
and one, and two, and three, and four,
and two, and three, and one.
Do it again, same idea with the count singing, a little more legato this time, and one. How long we should hear that for, okay? Now do it on the text, please. Isn't count singing wonderful? You roll your eyes. It just irons out all those little things that we might miss if we didn't catch it. Again, 124 this time on text. Let's time that eighth note perfect. And one. It's not legato. It's who did this to you? Just sing that real quick. Here's an F.
Who did this to you?
And I think there might be a little ritardando on that, so you really have to have an eye on maestro there for those eighth notes. Okay? Start, please, right at letter O. Here's O. It's faster here.
We remember our tallest tree. You showed us you would be.
Let's speak this if you can. Just speaking from we remember. And one, two.
We remember our tallest tree. You showed us you would be.
You would be.
You.
Subdivide it into subdivided triplets that'll help you get there. I made a boo-boo. What's your dynamic at O?
Yeah,
I was loud AF there, my bad. And then we crescendo in 187, then we get to our forte. So thank you for schooling me. Letter O, please, again. Even though it's piano, it doesn't mean it's weak. It's a forceful piano. We remember. Keep the diction strong. Letter O.
We remember our tallest.
TR, big I for IPA.
Tree.
That's just sopranos, I get two rings in there. Dynamic-wise, 190 is mezzo forte, but then the next our tallest tree at 192 is piano. Okay? Good, good. Stand up, please. Let's go on to movement two.
Do all things.
beginning of the movement, please. Yeah, I feel like we've been focusing a lot on making the notes sound pretty, and that's wonderful, but there's a story we have to tell. The words need more mouth movement. Move your mouth more so we can hear all those consonants that tell the story. Letter P. Difference in the tone, not know your place, know your place. Be a little more authoritative in that way. What else? I like that. Dark tone.
Strong diction.
Say it again.
Strong diction.
My man, exactly. The strongest diction you will sing in this concert is this movement. Who do you think you are? That's how we get the anger out of this. I posted a clip, or it should have been posted on Chorus Connection, of the actual committee hearing. Did you listen to it? I think it's so interesting at the end of that, that it's just literally the same text that we have. You know, may I say something? No, the meeting is adjourned! And I say something? No, it's just crazy how we're just singing that and making all the character come out. We have to sound like that now, right? It's not, no, the meeting is adjourned. No, the meeting is now adjourned. Gotta be more visceral that way, okay? You're all wonderful people. You're not villains, don't worry. We're playing the part here. Start the movement again. And can you be more exact about the rhythm you're doing? Okay, I'll give you a C+ for it now. No, go, hey, play, go, pop. I gotta hear breaks between all those dots there. Movement again.
Sorry.
right there last year? Did mezzo forte in there? Yeah, we were forte. Take that to actually mezzo piano at 376. So I want to make sure we actually hear that crescendo on. And who do you love too well, Mr. Robeson? The crescendo helps the anger come out, right? So when we get to Mr. Robeson, it's very, very detached and crescendo there. John, 374. And choir, just stop at 376 and hold your first note, please. Here's 374. Oh, I heard it. Just hold this first note. The D flats in your right hand if you can.
A little slower.
Three and four. And. Hold your note. It's quick, but that's the help you get. Those violin ones. That's going to be where you get that pitch from. One more time. 375. Start mezzo piano when you come in. Nice, aggressive crescendo.
And who do you love so well, Mr. Robeson?
Next entrance. Go please to measure 390, John. 390. Here's two measures, choir. Hold your first note when you come in.
Two, three.
That is true piano. Same thing, this time go on. Here's 390.
Two, three,
even in
don't let the pitch change just because we have a sh in there. Even in Russia. Just keep that same tone, just add a sh in there. Sing your even in Russia. One, two, and.
Even in Russia.
Play it out. A little flat, yeah. Re, do, re, mi. A little higher on that F if we can. Okay? Can you make the even in a little more detached and accented? Not even in Russia. Even in Russia. Like that. Here's 390. 390.
Even in Russia.
Your next entrance is the why do you not stay in Russia? Just start right on it for now. We'll talk about getting that note later because she's tricky. Right on the why. And one, two.
Why do you not stay in Russia? Russia.
When we say Russia, we don't say Russia, so sing it that way.
What's the dynamic there?
You know, we were at piano, and I'm looking at the orchestra, and they're also at piano, so we're going to be piano, okay? What we just sang was not piano, but we will be piano. Now, with that being said, make the Ra of Russia, like, closer to mezzo piano, just so it comes out there. Where's your next entrance? I think it's the end of this, right? Oh no, it's my part. You are here because you are celebrating Colin's birthday. We have the same birthday, by the way. Birthday rose. Yes. Give me a measure number.
392?
Okay.
Are we still in the dark?
Oh yeah. Okay. The whole movement. We are the dark H. Is it HUAC? Is that the first part?
Yeah.
Yes, we are the dark committee there for that. Right at FF. You. Let's hear some rhythm. Two, three.
You.
Wait a minute. You. Ace there before. Right at 4:85, know your place. Up on place because it crescendos. Think about making it darker. Know your place. Kind of bring the lips forward there. Last time, know your place. Excellent, sopranos. That's the idea. Just keep that vowel there. Don't make an ace. The whole time. Have a seat. That was supposed to be more of a run through, but became more of a work through because we still have some things to work through. We will look at movement 4 of this tonight after we take a break. And we'll do some Sometimes I Cry in Beethoven as well. Maestro, any notes you wanted to give or anything? You good? Just enjoying it?
It sounds beautiful.
Thank you. Announcements from Forest Committee. I have to do my thing. I asked you all to prepare happy birthday on Saltfish. I would like to hear it now. Okay. Here's a scene. Good luck. So.
Somebody to take 1, 2, 3, 4, all of those things. So we have a cake. We have enough food out there that we could all stay here for a week. Because the Altos were already bringing food, and they brought a ton of food, and we have a cake, and we have some vegan cupcakes. And we also only have 49 forks and 39 plates, but we have about 500 napkins. Everybody just please be understanding. Try to get some food. Don't mess with the cake. We'll do our best. Yes. And whoever agreed to help cut the cake, now's your chance. Let's go.
And allow me to say that although Ash's beloved name is on the cake.
Oh, thank you.
You are all birthday loved and appreciated.
Yeah.
So imagine your name.
Imagine your name. It is 8:20. You have a longer break tonight because I'm in a good mood and want you to have lots of cake and digest before you come back. You are back at 8:40.
8:40.